We's good to go. What up, son? Podcast day. Day of the podcast. Not the same as the day I upload, but whatever.
Give me that fat beat.
I was going to say Fat Rabbit.
No.
Remember Fat Rabbit from Ludacris?
I do remember that song.
Song's fire. Give me the first 10 seconds of that, and I'll spit fire.
Make the first 10 seconds? What about the rest?
I didn't memorize the rest of it.
You just stopped at 10?
It's all about the first 10 seconds. That's where the fire is at.
All right. I mean, hey, at least you know what you're good at. You know, you got to know your limitations.
Shit. Swoopy New, yo, what's going on?
Not too much. Just got done watching that season 2 of High School DxD.
Right.
It's just fire.
Yeah, I know. I'm not mad at that fire either. Yeah. Yeah, I know it is. And I told you it was a fire series. And at first you were just like, it's going to be straight porno.
It is
and I was
straight
like,
porno.
It's not straight porno. It's got some.
It is straight porno. So
no,
they
it's
got,
not.
It got actually some storyline. It got a good story to it. And yeah, this is porno. And the dialogue is fucking hilarious.
It's not porno, though. Porno in my mind has it to involve, like, you know.
As insertion?
Yeah, pretty much. That has to be something more than that. There is a little too much boob physics. A little bit. I think it can definitely use with a lot less topless scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I think if there was less topless scenes, it'd be taken seriously a little bit more. Like High School of the Dead. There was probably only one or two scenes in that whole anime where there was like boobs.
Yeah.
You know, there's the bouncing effects were there, but there wasn't like, you know, nipple showing for just one or two small scenes in the whole series. This one's got it like every single episode. I do feel a little bit of that is unnecessary, but overall, I think that it's still a good series, though.
Well, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's pretty funny. And all the copyright infringement shit is fucking hilarious on there.
Yeah. Yeah, the series overall is pretty good. After rewatching them with you, I feel like maybe I like the first season the most. So you just finished watching. Stop fucking looking at your phone right now. I'm trying to
hey
do
man,
a fucking podcast.
I've been on it in like.
Yeah, you can do this shit
hours.
Later before you go to bed and shit. Because you know you're going to do it anyways.
I might.
So, anyways, you just finished watching the second season. And comparing the first to the second, I almost feel like I like the first a little bit more.
It's a little more lighthearted.
It's a little bit more lighthearted. But I feel like there wasn't as many characters to get to know. So. It was just fun for what it was. The second season's gotten a little deeper. But there are aspects of the second season that are hilarious. Like bringing in Rhea's dad and brother. That shit was hilarious.
That shit's good.
But it's a hilarious show, man. It's all on YouTube if you guys want to see it.
How many seasons of that is it?
Three. It's only three.
Oh, three.
So there's only... how many? Is it 12 episodes per season? So there's only 36 episodes. And they're 20-minute episodes, so it goes by pretty quick. We knock out a season like, you know, whenever you drop by or whatever. So it's a good show. You didn't think you were going to like it, but it's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some good. It's got a good story. It's got good action. It's got, you know, every freaking episode's got some funny shit in it.
Yeah, their dialogue is killer.
I mean, you're rolling laughing.
Because they're saying that ass. I don't think Japanese people say that ass.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. It just, that's the way they translated it.
It's just, the way they translate it's hilarious.
Yeah. So, the show overall is hilarious. One of my favorite, like, animes that I haven't, like, one of my new favorite animes. Like, unlike Dragon Ball Z, I've been, like, with that series my whole life. So, that's definitely, like, my favorite. But, this is definitely hitting those top three for sure. It's hilarious.
He's pretty good.
You right there?
I was yawning.
Yeah, that's the problem with doing these so late.
Hey, man, we were trying to knock out that second season. I was going to say we could stop halfway through, but I was like, no, I got to see how this pops off.
I was like, might as well knock it out. But now the question is, like, after we knock out the last season, it's like, well, we better hope that that new one starts this year. Otherwise, we're SOL at that ending. I wonder how far the anime or the manga is. Whatever the books ones are. I wonder how far those are.
The manga.
Are they all manga?
No, not every anime is a manga.
I wonder how far those are, because I might look into those. Just see what happens further on. But I'm trying to think of other shows like to have you watch after this. There are other animes that I can think of that would be good to watch, but...
We get real dark. I'm watching have you watch Hellsing.
How many episodes is that thing?
10.
Oh, that's not bad. Those are easy to knock out pretty quickly. Trying to think of which ones to have you watch. I mean, there's a couple other ones that I've watched that are good, but they're not, I don't think the story isn't as good as these.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Samurai Girls, not the older, there's a newer Samurai Girls that's good, but I, most of it I like because of the art style. It's got a very unique art style. It's not, the story isn't as good. So.
Is Samurai Girls different than Samurai Pizza Cats?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's not the same thing.
No, Samurai Pizza. I rewatched Samurai Pizza Cats because that's one that I vaguely watched when I was young, and that's a hard one to rewatch unless you just gotta, you know, you just gotta get through it. But they do make some funny jokes where you're like, okay, did they just make a threesome joke? Just randomly, and it's a joke that as a kid you would never get, but now as an adult you kind of laugh about it. But Samurai Pizza Cast is a hard one.
Fuck it. After this, we gotta watch Street Sharks.
Damn, that's another throwback. I haven't heard of that in a long time.
Yeah, man. Never forget.
I saw an old ass video of this guy trying to sell the Street Sharks toys.
Yeah.
Like the old ass 90s Street Shark toys. Guess who that fucking dude was? That was
Vin Diesel.
That was Vin fucking Diesel. I was like, what? Vin Diesel's trying to sell Street Shark toys.
Hey, man, Jeez. You got to pay that money.
I guess. I thought it was like, geez. Like
10 years before Fast and Furious came out.
Who's this Guido guy trying to sell me some
He's like, hey.
Street Shark.
Hey, you ever want to come out through the street? Get a Street Shark.
Yeah, if you guys don't know what Street Sharks are, it's an old, was it early 2000s show, I think?
90s show.
Late 90s, I would say. It's about these guys who, they were regular people, but they got exposed to some shit, right?
Some chemical, biological warfare.
That was a thing in that time, yeah. Where it was, the Ninja Turtles were the same way. Mm-hmm. They were normal turtles exposed to some radioactive thing. I can't remember what these normal guys were exposed to, but, and why they were around sharks and they got shark powers. But they basically, from the waist up, they turned into like shark people.
Mm-hmm.
They were sharks from the waist up, except they had arms.
Mm-hmm.
And each shark, like, because each one had its own special thing, it was weird.
It was random.
There was all those 90s cartoons were odd. Like, remember Mice from Mars or some shit like that?
I don't remember that.
It was like three brothers who were mice people, a mice person. Mice people.
Mm-hmm. Mice people.
And they rode motorcycles, Harleys, and they would do crazy shit. And they came to Earth for some reason. That was a weird one.
Oh, okay. Here you go. Here's the four Street Sharks. First one is Shark Bait. I think he was the brown one.
That's the names. That's their names.
Yeah. Jab, I think, was the blue one. Street was a dark blue one. And the light brown one was Ripster.
I thought there's only three of them.
Four of them, son. Four.
But it tell you how to get there.
It first started on September 11th, 1994.
Damn. September 11th, 1994.
Yeah.
Years before the massacre.
Oh. Hey, we weren't talking about that.
It's probably hard to deny the date there, dog. What, did it tell you how they got their powers?
Yeah, the premise of the story states that a university professor named Dr. Robert Bolton and his partner created a machine known as the Gene Slammer. That's so 90s. How fucking 90s?
Slammer.
How fucking 90s is that, man? Which is capable of changing aquatic animals into hybrid people by combining their DNA with people. So he grabs some people and he grabs some sharks and bam, you get the street sharks. Doesn't say if that was of their own free real will or not. So there you go, man. 3 seasons that bitch went on.
What was other shitty 90s, early 2000s?
You don't remember Savage Dragon, dude?
I don't remember Savage Dragon. Dude, I don't think I even watched Savage Dragon ever. We might have to find Savage Dragon on YouTube and watch that.
Let me see. Let me pick up. Oh, yeah, there it is.
You showed me Savage Dragon. I Googled Savage Dragon. I think I put it on the podcast at some point.
This is a iguana looking dude.
I've seen Savage Dragon. I don't think I've ever seen the TV show. I'm trying to think of other shitty cartoons that we had in our time that I can no longer remember.
What were those cats that they're like junkyard cats, and then they like at the end of the day when they close their junkyard, they were like
high
tech cats.
They're
like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., basically. What the fuck were those guys?
In fact, that's one of those during my nostalgic months, the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
I went back and I found a couple of those episodes on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's unwatchable now.
Really?
Yeah, no, that's a hard one. Samurai Pizza Cats, I got through that whole series because there was some funny... I need some coffee. What's that shit that Deadpool does all the time where he's like, he can...
Oh, fourth wall break?
Yeah. If Samurai Pizza Cats is like a gigantic fourth wall break because they're aware it's on the show and they know it's like time for the bad guy to attack. Like, it's funny because of that. So it's totally watchable.
Hmm.
That show that... I just typed into Google Street Cats to see if that would come up. And as I'm typing this in, the thing that's trying to... You know how Google tries to pre-fill the words? It says Street Cats Making Love.
Click on that. Yeah.
Who's Googling this shit? Apparently now we are.
It's well known if that's like a porn or something.
No, there's like clips on YouTube of cats probably like doing it.
Weirdos?
You want some weird shit? I don't want to see any of this. I'm getting grossed out. And I'm trying to remember the name of that.
You have to erase your whole phone now.
Now
to factory reset.
Clear my cookies. Street Cats cartoon.
SWAT Cats. Was SWAT
Cats? SWAT Cats. That's exactly what it was.
There you go.
I tried to watch that. That was unwatchable. It's unwatchable. Every once in a while, I think about watching those old cartoons I used to watch in the back in the day, like Chippendale. Those are some throwback shit. Chippendale.
Darkwing Duck was the shit.
I got to rewatch Darkwing Duck because I can't remember if it was good or not.
I don't remember that shit. I just know there was reverse Darkwing Duck. He was a bad one.
Oh, jeez. I'm trying to think of any other like good cartoons that I saw. I just finished watching Technoman and Technoman Season 2. So, remember how I told you Technoman ends like the most depressing manner because the guy basically struggles. His life is shit. That main character, without ruining too much of the show, like he goes through all kinds of drama and shit throughout his life. People die and all kinds of crazy shit. And at the end of the season one, he gets the shittiest ending of all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude, that guy got no fucking love in that whole series. No breaks. I mean, he's kind of an asshole to the girl the whole time, but whatever. And then season two is actually like a 6-episode OVA.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like a full season. Like season one's 48 episodes.
Damn.
Yeah. Season two is like 6-episode OVA, and it seems like it's some fantasy novel that some woman wrote. Like, it's this, like, story of this young girl who's, like, hopelessly in love with, spoilers, the main character. So, the positive I took away from season two is that, in the end, I guess who gives a shit? If you haven't seen it now, fucking 40 years later, right? The end of season one, he's every time he goes in the suit, he forgets things. And in the end of the season one, he was in the suit so long in the final battle that he becomes like a vegetable. Like, he doesn't hardly know anything. The girl who was in love with him, she takes him out to go see a sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? And he's like, yes. Like he's out. He's done. He's out of it. But I guess the positive for me was that in season two, he's like fully functional again, which is awesome, right? So I didn't leave him like completely destroyed. But he's still an asshole. Like, he doesn't treat the girl that like all in love with him like 100% great. So, but it's written like some love-struck puppy story of this little girl who's in love with him for no fucking reason at all. And she just interacted with him once and saw him once as a child. Like, it's this weird, like, super lovey-dovey shit that doesn't make sense. Do you know what I mean? It seems like some young woman's fantasy of being in love with an older man kind of thing. It's interesting. Weird. But what I did take away from it is the fact that dude just did not live a horrendous life after his tortured existence. Because that story is quite dark. So, Techno Man. There you go, guys. Review of Techno Man. I'll probably review it on my Instagram. But, that's dark.
Does the original Techno Man series follow the manga, or does season two follow the manga?
I don't know. I haven't seen the manga, but I know that there was like a Tekka Man, like an original old one from like the 70s. That's not the same one as this one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what happened, because actually I found out that they made like a Marvel versus some shit. I don't know what it was. And Techno Man from the show was actually one of the playable characters.
Oh, was it a Marvel or was it Street Fighter?
I don't know. It's a different one. It's not any of the ones we used to own. Mm. It's a different one. It's like, I don't know what it is, what it's Capcom versus what, but he was one of the playable characters, and I was like, that's interesting. And I saw it, like, it looks like a Marvel versus Capcom game.
I wonder if it was Capcom versus Tatsunoko.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know the name of it, but
they had some old school characters on that Tatsunoko side.
Yeah, but in that back to your question. So in that game, you can play as Techno Man. You can play as the old Tekka Man. Mm. Like, he looks like a wrestler. He's just like he's got the same color schemes and stuff, but he's looks like a dude wearing a suit. Like, he doesn't have armor plating.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah.
But I think that's what it's based off of. But I don't know where the connection is.
Interesting.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I've been trying to just watch all these shows while I'm taking on all these projects. So I usually have stuff in the background.
You should watch, what else is good you can watch for background? I'm trying to think of something with background noise for you.
I've been throwing on that. I've been going back and watching old series that I used to watch like as a young kind of teenager. And like, so I told you I was watching Seventh Heaven.
Oh, yeah, man.
Dude, that show it holds up.
Yeah, it's that a good show.
Holds up. Like, that's one of those shows where you can go back and be like, man, this might not be good. But it fucking holds up, and they don't pull punches. They deal with, rape and alcoholism.
You ain't even into the shit yet, man.
Like, they're not pulling punches. The only unbelievable thing about the show is that the kids are a little bit too squeaky clean. Nobody's family is that squeaky clean.
That's how every Christian family I've ever met portrays themselves.
Well, that's a key word, portray themselves. Yeah. But these kids are genuinely like really nice.
Yeah, they are until they're not. You're going to get there and you're going to be like, oh.
So far, they're pretty good, dog.
What season are you in? First one still?
I'm like 5 episodes in. But I've been wanting to watch some of the other ones I used to watch when I was younger. See if those are any good.
Spoilers. Somebody's going to kill somebody. They're going to hit somebody with a car. The youngest one's going to be a slut. Just sucking it down. Just like.
You can't tell me it's not. I'm still seeing her as a little girl.
Because you're going to be gagging on it.
So anyways. But the only reason that I started watching those is because they came up on Amazon Prime. So I'm like, hey, while I'm here, might as well.
Jessica Biel's going to just be taking that tip from all kinds of
random
dudes.
I don't think
any
of them did anything afterwards except for Jessica Biel.
No, man.
She didn't do much either, like, except marry Justin Timberlake.
I think when you marry Justin Timberlake, that's all you got to do in life.
I mean, really. She did that one movie with that one guy that was really popular in the 90s, in the early 2000s, where he was like a baseball player and she was like it was in the 90s.
Oh,
it was like, Freddie Prinze Jr. That guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, back in the day. I mean, that's the only movie I think she was in.
Well, she's in Blade 3.
Oh, that's right. That was a legit one. Because it had Ryan Reynolds in it. I remember that dude was yoked as fuck in that movie. I was like, geez, man. Blade 3 was good. I don't think Blade 2 was good. Was Blade 2 good?
I think all the Blades are good.
The first one was good when they get in that first scene is so shot so well, where like that guy gets like, or is it the guy? Yeah, the guy gets brought in by that girl into the club and they're all dancing. If you haven't seen Blade, man, you should see it by now. I'm going to spoil the shit out of this. And the guy gets thrown into that meatpacking place, but it's like a club in there, and it's all like techno, it's all doon, 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 and he's like dancing and they're all going crazy. Everybody's having like a rave in there, and the sprinklers go on. The guy's like, yeah, sprinklers. And then he touches his hand and it's actually blood coming down from the sprinklers. It's a giant vampire like crazy orgy thing. I was like, oh damn, that just got serious.
Yeah, that shit was serious.
And they all trying to kill, trying to eat all the humans. And then Blade goes in there and he's like, yeah, who's got the biggest dick in here? I do.
Is that what he was doing?
That's exactly what he said. He started just killing motherfuckers. That movie was so good, man. That movie was so good. Then you make another good Blade, but the problem is they're going to fuck it up. They're going to fuck it up,
there's some talk that he might come back now.
Nah, man, he's too old for it. You can't have an old-ass Blade. He's a vampire. He's not supposed to age. Dude,
Wesley Snipes has held up pretty good. He looks just the same he has.
No, he has not.
When I watch
Expendables... Why are you trying to lie to people right now?
When I watch Expendables 3 on a bootleg DVD, and it was from somebody's like cell phone camera, he looked all right.
He did not look all right.
Once again, though, that was non-HD. The quality was potato, so... I mean, I could be wrong. I might be wrong.
He has not held up. No, they need to revamp it. The problem, though, is that it's a Marvel property, right? So they're not going to revamp it.
In their friendly Marvel world.
Yeah, it's going to be like all...
They have to go Netflix.
It's not going to be good if they do it. So it's just like, leave it alone. It's fine the way it is. Just don't ever touch it again. Because I know all the... Dude, I'm just disappointed with all the reboots. Like, come on, people. Make some new shit. There's hundreds of thousands of books out there that nobody's ever made into shit.
All right, here's the most important question that you'll ever be asked.
How big dog shit is the new Predator movie going to be?
That is... It might be decent.
Being the keys word. I'm
hoping.
You know, they're going to fuck up. They're going to fuck up the Highlander movie.
That's never going to get made, so I'm not even worried about that.
They're talking.
I'm not even worried about that.
All right.
Ryan Reynolds was supposed to be a Highlander. He's doing Deadpool, so not even concerned with Highlander. All right, now you ready for the most important question?
They fucked up ever. Ocean's 11.
I'm pretending like that didn't happen, even though I just saw a promotional poster for it.
Fuck that shit.
I'm gonna pretend like it's still not happening. All right.
What are they stealing? Bras and panties? Is that what they're stealing?
Oh damn! You can send your feminist hate mail to Jonathan.
All you feminists can go to my other podcast and listen to that shit.
At Big Dick Mister at gmail.com. Big Dick
Mister. I'm gonna see if that's taken.
It might be.
All right. So what
was worse? Because we watched both of them. I think not together. I don't think we watched them together. But we sat here and we watched Fantastic Four.
Which one?
The reboot.
The one with the black
Human Torch.
Human Torch.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's a good actor. I like that.
Yeah,
he's
a good actor. Or Dawn of Justice.
Dawn of Justice.
Damn, you didn't even think about that. Dawn of Justice. Outweigh what was happening in him. Just Dawn of Justice, huh?
Yeah. Bosie's going to piss me off. Or Bosie's going to be pissed off about that, but it's Dawn of Justice.
Damn.
I actually was somewhat entertained with Fantastic Four, and I've liked terrible movies. Yeah. I still think Ryan Reynolds in the Green Lantern movie wasn't that bad.
That movie wasn't that bad. People just hating.
And I don't mind terrible movies as long as I can, what is it? The disposition of disbelief, or what is it? Whatever the fuck that word is. Cause it's too late in the day for me to think of these words, whatever that thing is, a term that is basically saying like, whenever you can suspension of disbelief. You can suspend your disbelief of the amazing, crazy shit that's going on screen. I can do that. I did that with the Green Lantern. The editing alone is horrendous on Batman versus Superman. That first hour is a million jump cuts. It's like a YouTube. Like I edited that video for Sony or who the fuck owned them bitches?
WB. DC.
Like whoever did it. Like it seems like I edited that thing and I was preparing it for YouTube. That first hour was horrible with the jump cuts and trying to cover like three people's stories simultaneously made me not give a shit about anybody in that whole movie. And in fact, more than three, because it was Superman, it was Wonder Woman, it was Batman, it was the crazy Joker, Lex Luthor. I mean, everybody had their own little thing that they were doing, and the camera had to show everything. And it made it for a very disjointed movie. So when somebody was captured or people died, I was like, whatever, casualties happen.
I will say, I don't think Fantastic Four was dog crap still, but I think there was senses of a whole actual movie that was in there at one point in time.
Yeah, I think they messed up a lot, and one major mess up was using the Ultimates version of Doctor Doom. If they would have used, even if they would have kept the Ultimates version of the Fantastic Four, but used regular Doctor Doom, it would have worked out better. But that weird, like, LED filled Doctor Doom just doesn't work.
I actually like the two original Fantastic Four movies. They're bad, but I think they're all right.
Yeah, I didn't mind them. I actually kind of like the one with the Silver Surfer in it.
Yeah,
only because I've been waiting forever for like a Silver Surfer
to pop up
because he's such a tortured character.
He is.
That I like him.
Dude, you remember the 90s cartoon of Silver Surfer?
Dude, that was dark.
That was a dark ass show.
That was dark. I mean, that guy was another guy like the Techno Man guy that got no break.
Yeah.
That guy got no break.
Yeah, I think it showed pretty good on his I think it showed pretty good how strong he was.
Yeah.
Like when my favorite part of that whole movie is where Captain America is flying at him. He's like, "Oh, I'll catch up to this dude flying." And he's flying at him. And just
I forgot Captain America was the Human Torch.
Yeah, and
that's another reason why he should not be another character. Can't be two. That's my rule. You cannot be two characters in any universe.
Well, that was before the universe started. And Silver Surfer just turns around and just like grabs him by the neck and he's like, "You're useless," and just like tosses him like he's a used condom, just like a used one.
And I will say, I think Captain America made a better Human Torch than he did Captain America. Why? Because Captain America is useless. Yeah, no, I think the 90s did a lot of great things.
Did you start the X-Men cartoons again or no?
No, I got to find them. I don't know if they're on YouTube or not. I got to find them. But no, I think that's my point. The 90s had such great animated cartoons. You had the X-Men, you had Spider-Man, mm-hmm. you had the Silver Surfer. And, I mean, the Spider-Man cartoon went over so many major storylines that You nowadays are covering in movies,
mm-hmm.
but it's insane how well they were done. I mean, the Spider-Man, X-Men, Silver Surfer. What else was there? There's just tons of Iron Man. I mean, Iron Man was a little bit more cheesier because that dude was always trying to get some. He was trying to get it with all, and it was blatantly obvious that dude was hooking up with all those girls. Like, I'm like, all right, come on, man. You're just in the bathtub with her for no reason.
Yeah.
You're just in the bathtub with that chick for no reason, huh? And yeah. The other chick comes in and catches you. He's like, "Oh, I gotta go."
My bad.
My bad. Let me put my trunks back on.
There was a Fantastic Four cartoon. You remember that?
I vaguely remember that.
It wasn't the best, but they actually covered where the Inhumans met the Fantastic Four.
Dude, I mean, how were they able to pull all that off?
I don't know, man.
Those were all really good cartoons. I mean, even the X-Men cartoon went through so many major storylines. The Phoenix storyline, the freaking space one with the Shi'ar and the Landra and all that shit, and I mean freaking so many. It started off with like the basic, like in the beginning it was four X-Men, and then by like the end of the 19th season or whatever, they're like in space fighting.
It's only five seasons.
No, I think it's more than that.
I watch them all with my sister. It's only five. And the fifth season only has 13 episodes. Yeah, man.
That's crazy. But I mean, how many episodes per season usually?
20.
Yeah, so you got a lot of material in
there.
Like I remember I went back and for shits and giggles rewatched the Thundercats. Not the fucking new one, dog.
The new one's legit.
The original from the 80s. That was kind of hard to watch now, but they had like 20 plus episodes per season.
It's crazy.
And you know what I love about old shows, like the old cartoons like that? They had like a fucking lesson in every episode. Like, it might seem cheesy, man, but it's teaching you some shit. It's nowadays, like, it's like fucking SpongeBob is just shaking his ass and what the fuck does that show about?
I've never watched that. I've never seen an episode of SpongeBob.
This is making kids fucking retarded. And I'll say that fucking word. It's making kids retarded. Stupid ass SpongeBob. Kind of like all I see is memes on Instagram, and it's like he's blowing up condoms and making balloons out of them, and he's like shaking his ass. And I mean,
yeah, it seems like they don't try hard to make the memes.
No, like they don't have to.
They just take a picture of what's on the screen, and it's already made for them.
Yeah, I don't. That SpongeBob is one of those things where it's just like, dude, if I had a child, they would be forbidden to watch SpongeBob. There's not already enough retarded kids out there. That thing, I bet you if you plug in somebody to that and you just take a look at their brain cell count, like it's just as bad for them. It's just as bad for them as alcohol.
Straight meth.
It's just burning up.
Straight Colombian cocaine.
That's what they showed. Remember the X-Men movie? Not the X-Men movie. Remember the Street Fighter movie when Blanca was actually a normal guy? Mm-hmm. And they exposed him to shit. But then they want to watch all those crazy movies, and that's what made him crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And but they accidentally like switched the video or some shit to the wrong thing. Yeah, it was SpongeBob.
That's why you can't do math right there, because I remember that shit like that detail.
By the way, that Street Fighter movie is dog shit. Bison was trying to rape Chun-Li, but that's just...
He's always trying to do that.
Dark movie. But anyways, Jean-Claude Van Damme was swole in it, though.
He was swole as hell.
But... Yeah, it's SpongeBob is a horrible, horrible show. Yeah, I can show my kids like the old Looney Tunes and shit. Dude, even some of the stuff we had was better. Like, the Animaniacs was, okay, let's admit it here. Animaniacs was a rocket science. But in a way, it was. Like, remember they had those segments where they were teaching you the states? And they were like, they had little songs with it. And they were, they had like Albert Einstein. And he was like talking about the theory of relativity, is that what he did?
Yeah,
whatever it was. I mean, they actually had a lot of educational shit in that show, even though it was a whole bunch of dumb little kids jumping around and pissing people off. Nowadays, it's Disney Channel's full of kids doing dumb shit and wanting to be celebrities.
You sound like an old man now.
I do, man, but it's true.
You sound like a younger it's Bill true. Burr.
It's true. Given that 5 years, dude, I'm going to be Bill Burr. I'm going to be Bill Burr in about like 10 years. I'm going to be like, look at this motherfucker.
Yeah, you are going to be like that. You're going to be like, look at this fucker just shopping here.
Dude, fucking Bill Burr's hilarious. I showed you that video of him giving a tour of Venice Beach.
That was
hilarious. He's like, look at the fat ass on that girl.
Yeah.
I just realized I'm going to be Bill Burr in about 20 years. Probably less. Yeah, man. Tell me, what's the most popular kid show right now? Kid show. I mean,
kid show? SpongeBob still, right?
I'm telling you, man, it's dog shit.
I'm gonna do one you better. I'm gonna look it up. Most
freaking
hold up. All right. Most.
And as much as people want to knock on South Park, man, the popular anime South Park is quite good.
I know what that's gonna be.
Stop looking at your dirty anime.
Popular kid show. Most popular kids. that's not what I want to type in. FBI's going to be at my house.
Yeah, you're going to go on some sort of list.
Most popular kid show. Right now. Yeah, right now.
No, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I want another one from 1964. How do you think I'm talking about? This is not true.
What is it?
It's called What's in the Bible. This must be for Christians.
You're not very good with the Google, I realized.
Hey, man, sometimes it brings you good stuff. Sometimes it brings you shit.
Let's see. Most popular kids TV show. I should put cartoon. These might be like all time because the Magic School Bus stop. That's another good example. The fucking Magic School Bus, man.
There he is. SpongeBob.
Is it? See, it's just dumb shit. Dude, the Magic School Bus.
Oh, fuck. The regular show.
I've never heard of this.
You don't want to see it. Gravity Falls. Okay, like it's a pass. That might be all right. Fairly Odd Parents. That's dog shit. Adventure Time is dog shit. Making kids dumb. Amazing World of Gumball. Making kids dumb. Pokemon. That shit's legit. Teen Titans Go. That shit's legit too. Phineas and Ferb. Okay, that's all right. Tom and Jerry. Who the fuck's watching Tom and Jerry? Ain't nobody watching Avatar.
The first season was legit, dog.
My Little Pony.
Hannah Montana. What the fuck? Ben 10 is actually that popular?
I ain't talking about Ben 10, man.
Why?
I ain't even talking about Ben 10. Like the first three or four seasons, that all those things were fire. All those things were straight fire. I put that on anything else, any other show I might watch. And then after that, I was just like, what the fuck is this? What am I watching? And now, because like in the fourth season, he was like a grown-ass man. He was like 20 years old already. He was like strong as fuck. And then for some unknown reason, they just transformed him back into a little-ass kid.
So what's up with the watch? So the watch has aliens in it or something? Mm-hmm. And
they can... He can have 10 aliens in there.
Like he captured their souls or what?
They gave him... His uncle was what they call a plumber.
Like that pipe, right?
Yeah. No, he protected people from space aliens. Yeah, he killed the hentai monsters that came for the virgin girls.
So
his uncle was a dude who, you know Nick Fury, how he protected everybody from space aliens?
Yeah.
He did that. That was his uncle. And so he got into it too, and they gave him the watch, had 10 powerful aliens on there. And then as the seasons progressed, he got like 15, and then he got 20, and then he got unlimited. And so he was powerful as balls. And then for some unknown reason, they just made him a little kid again. And the animation went to shit, and then I stopped watching it. And now he's like 5 years old again.
Well, they do that a lot to just revamp things. I don't know, a weird list I just got off of Google, but it's just giving me a list of like 15 or 20 shows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of order these are in because it doesn't seem right. So number one is Sesame Street, which, I mean, it's been around forever. I can kind of see that. It's kind of like The Simpsons. It gets the awards because it's been running for like 90 years. But then it's got Hannah Montana. I'm like, that can't be that popular, can it?
I don't even know if they show that anymore.
And then number three, it's like Little Pony, My Little Pony.
Yeah, you weird old fat dudes in the basement jerking off Little Ponies. Yeah, probably.
The Andy Griffith Show is a kid show? Doesn't seem right. 5 SpongeBob, 6 Ben 10. I didn't think it was that big. Pee Wee's Playhouse is a show?
Yeah.
That's just a movie.
For perverts.
Invader Zim's number 9. Doesn't seem like Invader Zim was that popular. See, this is what I'm saying. This has to be dog shit. Because Static Shock is number 11.
Yeah, Static Shock is random. I didn't like that show. You know what I liked? When he was in Batman Beyond and he was super powerful, Static Shock, that dude was legit.
Well, because by then he was older. He had
basically Magneto powers.
Yeah.
And he was just like thinking of magnetizing you. You didn't have to have metal on you. You're just dead.
Yeah.
I was like, that's just legit.
Man, dude, these are all shows from our generation. I think I just picked up like top kid shows. But like Magic School Bus was legit.
Dude, I hate that show.
Why do you hate that show?
I hate that fucking show.
Why?
We show it to the kids sometimes.
Yeah.
I hate that show.
I'm going to go to your work and go watch it.
Hate that show.
Why?
I hate everything about that show. Because the teacher is just acting like all the kids are stupid. And granted, all kids are stupid. But you don't need to act like they are. You got to like pretend they're not. You got to overlook it. She's talking to him like she's really stupid. Look, this is my iguana. I'm going to take it to the. There's always like a side story to it. I hate it. And then the bus transforms into something. I'm like, what kind of devil magic is this shit? I'm like, and every time I want to take my kids to a fucking field trip, we got to sign permission slips. These people just going all the time for no reason. They go in dangerous places.
Well, the whole point is that the lady's like acts like she's dumb, but she's really smart. She knows that if they're going to get into trouble and then she'll eventually get him out and teach him in the process.
That seems like some child endangerment. You need to call CPS on this.
I think
this
you're taking a child's cartoon a bit too serious. Next thing you know, you're going to be like, that Arthur is full of rabies and he's going to kill a whole bunch of people.
That Arthur is another dumb fuck. I'm going to punch his sister if I ever see her. Straight drop kick her through a window.
I think we should rewatch Arthur.
Because we did that last year. We always let him watch Arthur. Oh my God. I just wanted to punch myself.
I think we should rewatch Arthur. Because I feel like that actually was a good show, and we're just forgetting about it.
That was a dog shit show. And then Arthur's gay with his best friend. Damn, that shit's son, some homosexual shit.
What about Rugrats? Have you rewatched Rugrats?
Nah, I haven't watched that. That's some good shit, though. They had some interracial love.
Damn.
What?
I should just throw that out there, huh?
Hey, man, it was the 90s. It was new for people. We're in that Linkin Park future where we're all one race over here, so it don't matter to us.
Animaniacs, that was a good show. Animaniacs is a good fucking show. Now that I think about it, as I was talking about it earlier, it had a lot of educational stuff in Animaniacs.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen Kailu? Kailu?
That fucking pig. I hate that fucking pig.
It's not a pig. It's that kid. Sound right there.
Oh, I hate that racist dude.
Jeez.
Skinhead looking dude.
Baby like, Looney Tunes. Did you ever see Baby Looney Tunes?
Yeah, that show was pretty funny.
I don't remember that. Oh, snap. So you remember Ghost Rider?
Like the cartoon?
No. It's so much. Do you remember this? It's, what is it, early 2000s? It's about these kids who had a ghost that would follow them around.
The fuck?
And they would write things to the ghost, and the ghost would help them find mysteries by writing back to them, but they could only see the writing. You remember Ghost Riders?
No. That shit's not healthy. Communicating with the devil?
I'm gonna have you watch Ghost Riders.
I'm gonna call Constantine in this bitch. We're gonna get that demon out.
Remember, remember Tiny Toons?
Tiny Toons is good.
Tiny Toons is legit.
What else you got on there?
I didn't know Pee-wee's had a playhouse.
Yeah, it's where he molested people.
You ever see Ah Real Monsters? It looks familiar, but I don't think I ever saw it.
Daniel Tiger's legit.
What is?
Daniel Tiger.
I've never seen that.
It's like Mr. Rogers. You remember Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Rogers died. And they, what? Dude was old. And they reincarnated him into that tiger.
So he goes in and changes his coat and goes into the
tiger. They rebirthed him into that tiger. So now he's living his life again as a tiger.
Like, you're being serious about this?
I'm being 100% serious.
Like, he walks to his neighbor's
house? Yeah, he has a red coat and he has his shoes and everything.
I gotta watch this now. Does he have that train that goes to his backyard?
Yeah, he picks it up. He plays with it.
No shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna screenshot this. I'm gonna watch this later. No joke. No joke. I'm gonna watch this later.
Yeah, kids watch all the time, man.
Ren and Stimpy, did you ever like that show?
I don't know.
Do you know what was my favorite segment? One of my favorite segments in Animaniacs was those fucking crazy pigeons.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those pigeons. Crazy, like, Guido pigeons that were always trying to, like, fight and doing dumb stuff, trying to get the female pigeons.
Mm-hmm.
That's freaking hilarious.
What else is on that list?
I'm running out, man. That's pretty much
Carmen Sandiego.
I'm going to catch that bitch. I'm going to catch her, dude. I'm going to order that game. I forgot to order it.
Oh, we didn't order an Anosaur.
I can't find the first one. I can only find the second one. You're a pterodactyl.
Did you find the original Oregon Trail?
Not the original. Well, if I did, we can play it. It's like a fat floppy disk. How am I gonna play that?
I'm sure you can find it somewhere. I'm gonna look for it.
I found the hard floppy disk ones. It's like 18 floppies just to like put it on the computer. But I haven't found the original. The Busy World of Richard Scarry. Some weird cat. You remember Berenstain Bears?
Yeah, I do.
The books. I like those.
Those were cool, I guess.
Damn. Anyway, that's all I got, son. This list is gone dry now. I just feel like back in the day, TV shows, especially kids' TV cartoon shows, were way more educational. They were.
Oh, Peppa the Pig is who I was getting Kailu confused with.
I don't know that show either. Must be a new one because I haven't heard of that shit at all. All I'm saying, man, is nowadays needs to be some educational shit with the TV shows or something, because it's not working. What they got going on right now is not working. A bunch of dumb kids, some dumb shit.
Hey, man.
Need some educational TV back in there. Do some reruns of Magic School Bus.
Screw that. Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow was legit. Then you get Lord Geordi LaForge back in that bitch.
Or what was the other one? Do you remember Wishbone?
Yeah, Wishbone was the shit. That dog could read it like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
As if you guys didn't know, Wishbone was like a show where like this dog, this what?
He was a pit bull. He's reading.
You're like, he was this big swole pit bull. He just loved reading and taking bones down.
He was just reading Lowrider magazines all the time.
No, he's a little. What kind of dog is that?
Some sort of terrier.
It's like a little terrier dog, and he would love to read. Did he just read on his own or some shit?
I guess because the mom was a librarian, and she would always take him to work, and like books would fall down.
And he'd read them?
And he'd read them.
And then like he would get transported into the books.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would
learn about books.
You would learn about the story of the book without necessarily reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty good because like, you know, if he's reading Huck and Finn, he like the dog is Hook. And he's like, you know, doing the stuff that he did in the story. But it's like a dog. Yeah. I mean, the production for that show must have been the pain in the ass. Because that dog had to do everything the person did, which means that dog must have been hella trained.
Mm-hmm.
Or they must have had like a dozen of that dog. I think
they said they had like four of them.
And it's very interesting because that dog had spots, which means they had four dogs with the exact same spot.
I think if I remember, they said they had a few dogs that looked like them, and then they had to like color in the spots.
Jeez.
They got some magic markers and just drew on them.
That's crazy, man. Because I mean, that must be a lot of work. For the dog to have to do all that stuff and for it to work out.
That's great. That was a good show, man. Got me into all the books. Got me into my favorite movie ever, Count of Monte Cristo.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
You've seen the Count of Monte Cristo?
What's that about?
It's about this one dude named Edmond Dantes and his best friend who kind of loved him a little too much. you know like how I love you, it's a straight manly way.
This was not.
This was a little homosexual.
Okay.
This is a one-sided homosexual thing though. So Edmond Dantes comes back and he's going to marry his hot-ass girlfriend. And they're going to get married, but then his friend betrays him and says he's actually a traitor. And then they throw him away in prison for 20 years. And then while he's in prison, he meets this dude who gives him a treasure map. And then he gets out of prison and he gets the treasure and he becomes the Count of Monte Cristo and he gets revenge on his best friend. And then when he comes out, turns out his best friend married his girlfriend and they had a kid.
But I thought he loved him like a man loves a woman.
Hey man, sometimes he wasn't there, so you know, gotta do what you gotta do.
Jeez, man, it's dark. When does that movie come out? Like 2001?
01, I think.
2001, what the fuck was that? 2001.
Yeah, 2001, 2004.
That reminds me of what's that movie that Leonardo DiCaprio did? Was that Dude in a Mask?
I don't watch Leonardo DiCaprio movies.
What?
I haven't seen a Leonardo DiCaprio movie in ever. Since Titanic. I think Titanic's the only movie I've ever seen. What
the fuck are you talking about? You saw Inception.
Oh, he was in that, huh?
Yeah.
All right, other than that, I haven't seen it.
You saw last... fucking here. I don't know why I'm guessing and shit. There's fucking Google on my fingertips.
But yeah, that movie's really good. And then if you want the...
Leonardo DiCaprio movies.
But then if you want the...
We're gonna go through this.
But so that movie's good. But if you want the actual story from the original book, you gotta go and watch the anime of the Count of Monte Cristo.
It's not and based that on the shit anime.
Is fire. Yeah, it is.
It's not based on anime.
I checked it. The anime is based on the original book.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. The original item is a book.
Yeah. The anime is based on the original book because there's two versions of the book, Kanma Crystal.
Right, but what I'm saying is the original source material is not anime.
No.
Okay.
How would they have anime in England? Damn, son, you need to go to sleep already. Getting delirious.
It doesn't matter where the shit's coming out of. What I'm saying is the original writing isn't from there. No. Anyways, back to Leonardo DiCaprio, Fulio. All right, so you say you haven't seen anything since Titanic, which came out in 1997. So we'll go through some movies I'm sure you've seen. All right? You probably haven't seen The Revenant. That came out this year. The Wolf of Wall Street.
Nope.
That's a good movie. You need to see that one. Inception.
I've seen that one.
The Great Gatsby.
Nope.
You saw The Great Gatsby. I even told you it was the biggest, what did I call it?
Disappointment of 2015.
No. I thought it was a good movie.
The end was depressing.
But it was the ultimate movie for a dude going above and beyond for a woman and a woman fucking just.
Oh, you're putting that crushing pussy on the pedestal?
Oh, thank you. Thank God you remembered that. It's the ultimate pussy on the pedestal movie. A guy that went a fucking above and beyond for a woman and a woman that just fucking slapped the shit out of him and just left him dead. And that might or might not be the ending. The Great Gatsby, you got to see, it's actually quite good. The way they introduced modern music into the movie is good. The Beach, I don't even know what the hell that is. Shutter Island?
Nope.
I don't know if I can recommend that to you. Catch Me If You Can?
Nope.
You haven't seen Catch Me If You Can?
No.
The fuck's wrong with you? Watching all these dumbass movies. Catch Me If You Can is a good one. Do you know what that's about?
No. Wait, is that the one with Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know about that movie. I haven't seen it.
That's a good movie. That movie's worth watching. You saw The Departed, didn't you?
No.
I don't know what the hell that's about. Did Django Unchained?
I did see the Django Unchained. He's in there for like 10 minutes.
The Aviator?
No.
I like The Aviator. Bloody Lies sounds familiar, but I don't.
I saw a porn that I think was called that.
Body of Lies. Fuck, I do need sleep. Body
of Lies. I saw a porn like that, too.
Oh, jeez. That's the movie I was thinking of. The Man in the Iron Mask.
I didn't see that movie.
That reminds me of the movie you said you liked. Blood Diamond. I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
He's an orphan?
I haven't seen that movie either.
Jeez, Critters 1991 looks like some Ghostbusters shit. Romeo and Juliet.
I have not. I've seen pieces of it. I never sat down and watched the whole thing.
And that's probably the only ones that I think you would have seen. Gangs of New York?
I have not seen Gangs of New York.
You haven't seen Gangs of New York? That's a good movie. 2002, that's a good movie. I recommend you watching that movie. That's probably the only thing I'd recommend. I mean, some of these I'm sure are good, but these are the ones I've seen that I would recommend. And I kind of don't want to see The Revenant because I've heard that story is so much of bullshit. Like, there was no sun.
Is it the one where the bear eats him?
Yeah. There was no sun in real life, and the bear, I don't know what the fuck was going on, but anyways, long story short, it wasn't very true to the story. But anyways, damn, son, we just talked about an hour for about children's cartoons.
Has it been an hour?
Very close to it, yeah.
Damn, I didn't think we were going to get through this.
We're very tired right now. We're very tired. No coffee. We've been watching a marathon of High School DxD. So what would you think of would you recommend High School DxD to people?
Yeah, I watch it. It's not in my like top 10, but it's good.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious.
It's hilarious. Yeah,
I think it's got a good story, but I think most importantly, it's fucking hilarious. Like every episode, yeah, we're fucking laughing.
It's good. It's a good. If you need something to take your mind off stuff, it's a good one. Because they just say shit you would not expect. Like the dialogue in there is just something you would not expect.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're one of these people that gets like offended by, you know, dumb terms,
feminist,
whatever, like it might not be for you. But then why are you listening to this podcast? Maybe you're just angry because you heard me talk shit about feminism last week and you were like, I need to find things about this guy.
You're giving a jerk off motion.
No, it was a handshaking motion, but then my mind just...
You're like, I gotta jerk off before I go to sleep tonight.
Jeez, son. No, I'm like, whatever. I'm tired. But long story short, I think it's a hilarious show. I think it's hilarious. I love the hilariousness of it. And then it's got a good story. And I think, look, in all honesty, I think it's got too much boob. I do think it's got too much boob. And I can go without those weird transitions, like where they're supposed to slip into the commercials. I can go without those weird, like senselessly, like kind of sometimes perverted kind of pictures. I mean, a little too much, but I think it's hilarious. Like, I think the show's hilarious. Like, it's some shit that I would probably write. And I love the buildup of the tension. And then, like, some shit that comes in that just breaks the tension, just makes you laugh out loud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great show.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. You gotta watch, I have to find something we can watch after this. We should watch GT next.
GT.
Dragon Ball GT.
Oh, we can watch Dragon Ball GT. How many episodes is that thing?
65.
That's not too bad.
65. Yeah, it's a hell of a lot. Let me see. Maybe it's not that many.
Well, if you think about it, we've already knocked out 2 seasons of this show. It's 24 episodes.
Yeah, but this show is good.
Jeez, you're hella salty on GT.
Dude, GT is not good. You keep saying it might be. No, it's not. It's not.
I just think you tend to default to salt. You do, dog. We got to admit that.
No.
The first step to recovery is admitting your problems.
No.
And you default to salt.
No.
You do. You're salty about a lot of shit. See how salty you were about Magic School Bus? Fuck's Magic School Bus ever done to you?
I've had to watch it. That's what it's done to me. 64. Damn, I was right. How many did I say?
60. I don't know. 64. 60 something, so.
And 64. Bam. Drop microphone, walk away.
Oh, jeez. Like I was telling you, you know, you were talking about earlier about getting a figure of Issei, the main character. And it's interesting because High School DxD.
None of Issei, the main chick's brother.
Of the Satan guy?
Yeah.
Oh, why do you want Satan? Because
he's hilarious.
He is hilarious. But anyways, back to the point. So you were talking about getting a figure of these guys, but like there's not a lot of figures, man. Like Dragon Ball Z has managed to corner the market on the figures. Like they're making paper off of these figures for the most part if they're licensed. And like this show has like almost nothing. So it's crazy. Like the other one I was telling you about, the samurai girls that I was telling you about. Like, that one's got even way more figures, and it's a way shorter series, and probably less following.
Hmm.
So they're just not doing good as far as, like, the figures or whatever. But anyways, long story short, yeah, I don't think you're going to find a brother dude figure.
Maybe not.
But anyways. Any I think we should cut it here, dog. Any last words you want to tell these people? Any cool, funny shit? Any facts of the day? Any use of hose?
I got none of those, man. Got none of those.
You don't got much. I'm trying to bring out more content. I was thinking about starting a new segment on this channel. Not on this podcast, but on the channel. But I haven't figured out how I'm doing it yet, so that might be coming out soon. Or yeah, it might not.
Is that where we go on public and just pick up random hoes?
No, but if you want, I'll film you doing that, and then
like so, my boy over there tells me, hoes like being choked. So like, how hard do you want to be choked?
Okay,
you
first
have
of all,
a choker on, so first, that first means you do like it. So like,
you got to go with what the comedian said the other night, dude. You're like, the thicker the choker,
yeah,
the more they're into
like
it.
You have a medium sized one on, so you probably, my hand isn't good enough, so you probably like a rope.
Yeah, so
nice
like
nylon
if
rope.
If you meet a chick with one of those like 3-inch chokers, that means they want like some force chokes.
I say,
you know, like, so straight Darth Vader
like at that
force
point,
chokes.
You want me to take off my belt and like wrap it around
you?
Oh,
jeez.
hey, man, if that's what you're into.
You're trying to kill somebody there.
Hey, that's how Kung Fu died.
Oh, fuck.